We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We get an opportunity to speak with folks that we read about on a regular basis, who pop up on Fox News on a regular basis. And Adam Gillette is one of those guys. He's the president of Accuracy in Media. And you might have heard, Adam, the segment we were just doing where I talked about how I thought it was wise that Donald Trump cut out the middle guy yesterday. He went on air to talk about coronavirus at 6:30 when he probably had a better shot of speaking directly to the public and not giving his critics in the press an opportunity to mischaracterize what he had to say. And it seemed like a pretty smart strategy to me.
Well, he's been a marketing genius at cutting out the press, cutting out the media, and speaking directly to people for years now. It's the reason he's the president. So it's no surprise that he's still using these tactics effectively in office.
Yeah. You all study mainstream press. And, you know, it's easy when you're in politics to get mad at people and say you're not playing fair with me. I mean, I've worked for a lot of politicians. Every politician feels like they're being mistreated by the press. But it's taken on kind of a different intensity in the last decade. Is that accurate? Is that fair to say?
Well, you're in a scenario now where ratings are declining, subscriberships are down, so these folks are scrambling to get whatever they can from the fragmented audience. And what that means is that rather than publishing honest news, or even news with a bit of a bias from the journalist, many of these outlets are publishing borderline fan fiction, just creating stories that they know will be sexy to a specific audience. You've got the New York Times chasing the Trump bump in such a way that they're publishing stories they know and admit not to be true, merely because there's an audience that wants to read it. There's an audience that wants to buy it.
Yeah, I think when I talked to you last, we were at your big event in Washington, your fundraising gala, to be honest with you. But that was right after that headline had been changed in the New York Times.
That's right.
I forget what it was. They had put a headline out that was remotely positive or neutral. And they were so bombarded with people who hate Donald Trump that they went back and redid the next edition.
Whatever you guys want to see in the papers, we'll put that in the papers. Whatever you want the headline to be, we'll make that the headline. It's just desperation. You can't even call it bias anymore. We used to be upset about bias, then we were upset about activist journalists who really, rather than covering things, wanted to be the players. But now we have quote-unquote journalists who are focused primarily on just creating content for an audience that wants to read it. They will create whatever anti-Trump story they can because there's an audience that wants to read it.
I was a reporter for 11 years. Even though everybody in the newsroom knew I was a Republican and one of the few Republicans that was allowed to stay in the newsroom, to be honest with you, I feel like things have changed dramatically, but we're pretty successful at getting people on both sides of the political spectrum to trust, I hope, my coverage, but our coverage in general. Why is that not a winning strategy financially and viewership, readership wise today?
Well, because of the fragmentation of it. When we had, you know, three networks, your local paper, and maybe the New York Times.
You couldn't go anywhere else.
Sure, you couldn't go anywhere else, and they would kind of generally make a mass appeal news story for everybody. There might be some bias in it, but there'd be a mass appeal story for everyone. Now, when you've got countless news sites online, countless TV networks, I'm only going to read the news source that's going to tell me what I want to hear. People don't want to leave their own little bubble. They want to go in an echo chamber where they see stories that are appealing to them. So the conservatives are watching Fox, the leftists are watching MSNBC, and so forth. So it's in their financial interest to create content that's appealing for their audience.
Well, you talk about a big change in the last 15 years, the internet and these pop-ups, and I'm not really sure who funds them, but you know, some of the people who call themselves journalists, I read their stuff and I think, this is not sourced. This seems like propaganda to me. And I guess it's on both sides of the spectrum, but there's a really nefarious pipeline from the internet directly to the networks that I think you guys have focused on.
We've gone out aggressively after BuzzFeed and now this. There are two sites that most people listening might not even be familiar with. It's primarily stuff read by young people, college kids, teenagers, but brilliantly and diabolically, really, BuzzFeed and Now This both did the same thing. They built a following of millions on social media. Now This did it by sharing, you know, puppy videos and things like that. BuzzFeed did it with lists and clickbait. But after they hit about 10 million subscribers on Facebook, they started putting out quote-unquote journalism. Well, their stuff is so biased, CNN calls them out for it. Or maybe CNN doesn't like the competition.
Okay.
We called out Now This last week, or 2 weeks ago now, because they had a story with some radical leftist kids who were talking about the situation on the border and comparing it to the Holocaust. And they said, oh, when people are getting typhus on the border, that's what killed Anne Frank. The woman said, Anne Frank didn't die in a concentration camp. She died of typhus. Well, we can disagree on many things in life. We can all agree Anne Frank died in a concentration camp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Now This, to make her look less dumb, less ridiculous, changed what she said in the captions on the video. Because they know most people watching a video on Facebook, audio's off, they're reading the captions. So they literally changed the quote to make their interview subject seem less ridiculous. We called them out for it. They pulled the story. But this is a news site that's being read by millions and millions and millions of young people in their newsfeed every day.
How do you combat that? How do you take somebody who's in their 20s, who doesn't remember, I hate to put it this way, the good old days of semi-objective journalism, and warn them that they may be being manipulated by people who are feeding them bad information?
Well, what we're doing is, one, calling them out again and again and again and exposing them.
Can you get to them that way?
Well, they pulled their story when we exposed them.
Okay.
And we and others exposed them, and they pulled the story.
Mm-hmm.
Separately, we're working with a growing community of social media influencers to counteract it and go after bad influencers who share fake news on social media every day.
Yeah. Accuracy in Media has been around how long?
We were founded actually in 1969. We've been exposing fake news since before it was cool.
And it's got to be in great need right now. What are you all trying to do to get more people to subscribe to your press releases and the like?
Sure. Well, we're launching investigative journalism, where we're going to be using hidden cameras and exposing waste, fraud, abuse, fake news on all levels. We're working, as I said, with a growing cadre of social media influencers to call out fake news when they see it in social media and make sure that people are a little bit more skeptical about the stuff they read.
Very smart. Well, I know a lot of our folks will be interested in you. You're online.
Absolutely. AIM.org. And we're on all the social media channels.
AIM.org. Adam Gallant is the president of Accuracy in Media, and I'm glad to see you in person. Thank you. It's one of the good things about coming to CPAC is you actually get to see people and shake hands with them instead of just talking on the phone.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love talking about our mutual friends.
Terrific.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.